Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on The Laura Longley Show, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with psychic Tori Hartman. Tori will share tools to help you become more enlightened and happier, as well as doing live readings for callers. So be sure to stay tuned for your opportunity to call in. But first, I want to give you an update on my week over the past week. It has been kind of an up and down and all over the place week for me. And I'll be sharing what was setting me spinning early in the week last week, a little bit later in the show during the light bulb moment. But suffice it to say, the universe has sent me lots of messages about the next step forward for me, and to the point where I can't ignore them any longer. I spent a long weekend in beautiful Eugene, Oregon. And believe me, it was beautiful. It was definitely springtime. I was attending a 3-day mastermind group led by my mentor, and there was so much great information and particularly connection with the other people in my group that I came home Sunday night full to overflowing. It's like I had to sleep a lot on Monday. Maybe that was just the time change. The hotel where we met is on the Willamette River, and it is just so peaceful. The river at that point, at least, just, you know, kind of moseys along, meanders along, and the hotel is right on the river. The restaurant where I ate breakfast each morning looks out on the river. It was just peaceful. And it helped me to feel really grounded and present for the wonderful processes that we went through over the 3 days I was there. Plus, it was really the perfect setting to get really grounded in my calling and moving forward. And be sure to stay tuned for the light bulb moment later in the show when I'll share a bit about hearing your own calling, really listening to it, and most of all, owning it. Well, Tori's been patiently waiting, and she told me before the show, daylight savings time makes her sleepy, so we'll hope she's still awake. So let me introduce you to her. Tori Hartman has worked as a psychic, intuitive, and color expert for more than 20 years. Her company, Tori Hartman, Inc., supplies customers with spiritual tools necessary to grow and prosper. The brand motto, Enlightenment Made Simple, speaks to her desire to give people the support they need in order to do spiritual work on their own. Now, Tori is making her knowledge available with the Color Wisdom Cards. This book and card set work as a divination tool and meditation aid to help clear life blocks and restructure beliefs to empower others to do spiritual work on their own. Tori has also made the entire deck available online, and we'll talk about that a little later on the show, so that you can give yourself a free reading before purchasing. Tori lives in Los Angeles, California, with her two Whippets, Frank and Owen. Let's welcome Tori Hartman to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Tori.
Yay. Hi.
Yay.
Oh, kid.
Well, that music at the beginning of the show, it's really kind of upbeat. So hopefully that kind of kept you awake.
Oh, it's just, I think it's just, it is spring is springing. And today I had a, I don't think I mentioned this to you today.
No,
we had a, a celebrity come in, and so it was everybody gets very excited here.
Oh yeah, that
celebrity show up, and I actually was a fan of this guy. I'm not one of those people that gets excited about celebrities. I've had, you know, my share, and I've grown up my father was an actor, so I'm used to it.
Oh, okay.
But this British actor, Jamie Bamber, who was on Battlestar Galactica and, you know, Law and Order UK, he was here today, and it was just, we were all so excited.
it got things a little spun up.
I think that's what, you know, when you're like looking forward to something and you're just, just very excited about it, and then you're like, it's over. And especially
that's kind of that.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we'll get spun up again being on the show now.
There you go. I'm spinning. So, yes, you and I had an exciting call last week, and now.
We did. Well, you want to share the story of what happened when we were on the phone?
Oh, everybody, this is so funny. Here I am talking to Laura. I've never met her before, and she does a pre-call. You know, we're having this lovely chat, and all of a sudden, she has no idea what's going on. I said, hold on. Commotion in the background. I toss the phone to my friend Rebecca, and I run out the front door, and she has no idea what's going on. Well, I basically chased down four boys who had stolen some packages that were being mailed out off my porch. And they were looking at me going, did you really do that? I said, I told them those are spiritual packages and your karma will be destroyed.
I could hear that on the phone. That's spiritual material.
They dropped those packages so fast.
Well, it worked.
It did work. It was just very funny. So that was our intention.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had talked about that a little later in the show. We'll have listeners call in, and you'll do some readings live. But leading up to that, I just want to talk a little bit about the color wisdom cards that you have. And can you talk a little bit about what they are and how people use them?
Well, they're closest, I would say closest to an angel deck. And they're somewhere between, I would say, angel and oracle. And oracle is really just, it's, I believe, inner wisdom. And, about 30 years ago now, just almost 28 years ago, I had a near-death experience. And during that time, these spirits came to me and told me what I thought were just ridiculous little children's stories. But they wouldn't go away till I wrote them down. And once I wrote them down and I, you know, they were all color-based. And I wrote them down and I stuffed them in a drawer. And, you know, I guess about 5 or 10 years later, somebody came to me and was having some challenges, and I reached in the drawer and there was a fable, and I shared it with this person and it helped them. And I thought, something is in this. And so soon after, I started a mastermind group and I started working with these fables, and the fables actually developed from the group. So that's why these fables in particular, each fable has the fable itself and a keyword and a quote from the fable. It also has what the color means. And the rest of it was developed in these mastermind groups, which is the meditation that I took people through for each fable, the solo journaling that really brings about awareness of what that tool is, because it's really a spiritual toolkit. And then the final thing, of course, is the group dynamic. So it's a group activity, because we develop them as group activities. And in the mastermind process, it's really been amazing, Laura, the results that those early groups have had. And I think from the first group of, I think it was 8 people, 2 of those people went on to win Academy Awards.
Wow.
It's really interesting. I mean, that first group only had like 8 people. And it was just astounding the success they had. And, you know, we developed, I guess over the course of a couple of years, the project. And then it wasn't until a few years ago that it actually went to cards.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it came about.
Mm-hmm. So with the, if people order the cards, so there's a book that goes with the cards?
Yes. Yes. It's basically the card deck, and then the book itself has all of that material in it. So it has the fable and all of the other areas. And then what I went on to do was create a mastermind, you know, program, like a master package, which I recorded 17 hours of material where I read all the fables and then I talk about them for a while, like talk about each card.
Right.
So, and then I did stuff on, you know, the chakra and the cards, how that relates. And really what it comes down to is to be really, to give it the succinct thing. I had no idea when I titled it. The title is Color Wisdom Cards, and the subtitle, A Spiritual Toolkit, was, I didn't know at the time how powerful that particular subheading would be, because I think of them as, if you imagine, like, you know, you have to do something in your house and you're putting a picture up and all you need is a hammer. But then you plaster something. Well, now you need other tools, right? And I think what the Color Wisdom Cards do is it's like a tool belt. And over time, it gives you all the skills and the tools you need to function through life. Because one of the things that I do think is very important is the Chinese say that it's better to know about the challenges than the good things, because the good things take care of themselves.
Right.
And I think having that balance of both, you know, the wonderful thing for me about working with Color Wisdom Cards is there's so many layers built in that the depth of a reading, I do a lot with multi-generational healing with the cards too.
Mm-hmm.
The depth of the readings are quite astounding. And I've seen people completely change their life using the cards. So it's been a really interesting journey. But as I said, this toolkit, the idea is that over time you learn things like, for example, there's a card, Penelope and Pickle, and the key word is grief. And the concept is she's lost her pet, and it's a sad time. But it says the basic moral is, grief is love without a place to go. And it gives us, you see what I mean? Like,
Yeah. So it's a way to help start working through that by having that other perspective.
And to validate what's going on. Somebody said, and I thought this was such a great thing, they said it's lessons without the lecture.
Oh, that is nice.
Because we
start to tune out without, when we hear the lecture.
Well, yeah, you know.
Exactly.
I say that all the time to people. It's like, you know, it's so important that we learn how to communicate in a way that people can hear.
We need to take a quick break here. So we'll talk more about the color cards when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Tori will share more with us about her color wisdom cards, and she'll be giving some readings live for callers. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit The Michelle ShellBondShow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tori Hartman, psychic, intuitive, and color expert. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Tori. So can you give us your website, email, whatever you like people to contact you, Tori?
Sure. The website is Tori, T-O-R-I, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, .com. And there you go.
All right. And everything else, every other way they need to find you is right there.
Oh, yes. They'll find me. They'll track me down.
And, then, and that's why
people find me. It's so crazy, you know.
Well, you know, when we're motivated,
we find
what we need when we're motivated. So people can go there and buy the Color Wisdom cards, and they can also try them out, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a link on the page there. It's like, try the Color Wisdom Cards, and it will take you to the Color Wisdom Cards site itself.
Oh, it's a different site.
Yeah, because it's so funny, Laura. It's like, it's a very involved site. So because it's a card reading site. So there was so much that went into it. It's something ridiculous, like 500 pages and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there
well,
was
I can
a
imagine,
lot.
Yeah, because you'd get these combinations of things you needed to deal with. So
it's really amazing. I mean, there was just so it was so much work to put it together, and then early on it was hacked, and so after that, because it cost me so much money to put it up, and it's free for people to use. So we just did a login after that, so people can sign
right.
in.
Right. You know. I actually went and tried it out, so I knew you had to register to do it.
Yeah.
But that's not a big deal. That's pretty normal these days that we need to do that. So
yeah, you can use the whole deck. I mean, that's the thing that's different is I don't like go, okay, now you've had your time, go buy them. I feel that the cards were given to me, this whole thing was given to me free as a gift. So I like to give it away free in that sense. And if people are really called to have the deck, then they can purchase it, you know.
Right.
But I think it's important when we do this work to do a certain amount of it as a charity. It's sort of like in some ways if you're a doctor and you volunteer at a, you know, at a clinic, you know.
Right.
I think it's
I think the thing is that it's important to charge for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I also think you need to give away what was given to you as well.
Well, so, and it's kind of, to me, it's also along the lines of tithing, giving mm-hmm. back. And you can tithe monetarily and you can tithe in kind by giving services away to people who mm-hmm. need them and maybe don't. Can't afford it or whatever reason, whatever you feel called to in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I really agree. So, you know, for me, it's important to do that. So, you know, yeah, the colorism cards people can use free and, there's a lot of, free offers on the site and things like that because I think for me, I want to know that I like what somebody's saying before I buy into
right,
it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we need to feel like it resonates for us. Yeah.
And I love what you said about going to a retreat last week because what comes forward, I love those kinds of things. I think it's so important to do, you know, I always joke, the tree hugging weeks or, you know. I love it because if you want to make a change, that's immersion is the best way to do it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So I'm curious about when you do mm-hmm. Personal readings, mm-hmm. do you use the cards or do you sometimes use them, sometimes not? Or how do you typically do it?
Well, I almost always use the cards. I mean,
okay,
because I like them as a guide. I mean, I also can read without them, but uh-huh. I like them because it makes it simpler in a sense.
You know where to focus is what I would say, right?
Yeah, and I think that when I know what the card is and I can focus, it just makes the whole conversation flow easier because then I am clairaudient too. Then I can hear spirits talk to me and tell me things as my eyes are looking at the card.
Right. Well, I recently started doing intuitive counseling using tarot cards, which mm-hmm. is brand new for me. I've only been offering it as a service since the beginning of this month. And I'm a licensed mental health counselor and I've done counseling for, you know, X number of years and I've always used my intuition, just not overtly. And mm-hmm. What I find with the tarot cards, which is probably a similar thing with the color wisdom cards, is it's kind of a gateway into, you know, where's the most important place to go with this?
And yeah, it is. And I read tarot for years. And I love it. I have a lot of decks. I'm a deck junkie. But I will say that the thing that really amazed me about color wisdom cards when I started working with them was that I could go right into the multi-generational healing stuff. I could mm-hmm. go right in and see the grandparents and see what people were here to heal. It's really been amazing work.
So say a little bit about the multi-generational healing for people who don't know what that is.
Absolutely. Well, basically, I discovered when I was doing readings years ago, I started to discover that everything skipped a generation. So while in therapy we may really address the issues with our parents, in essence with me, with a psychic or I believe in my spiritual practice, I work with the grandparents because what I found is that it almost always skips a generation. In other words, and if you think about it, you know, we kind of rebel against our parents, and our parents rebelled against our grandparents.
Right.
So what happens is it skips the generation. Now imagine subconsciously or spiritually, if your parent or parents had a better childhood, then you would have a better childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, it's almost a thing where we're there to heal the issues from our grandparents. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy who his wife sent him to me. He'd gained and lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, okay? Millions, I should say, actually. He would build a company up, lose it, build a company up, and she was just nuts with the roller coaster. Now, she was a professional therapist. She sent him to me. She said, this is just baffling. And because he'd had therapy and done all that work, and which I think is great, by the way. And he came in and I threw a multi-generational spread and I was like, what's this with your dad's dad, the money thing? He said, I don't know, you know, I didn't know him. I said, okay, but what happened to him? And he said, well, he jumped out of a window during the Great Depression.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, so let me get this straight. Your grandfather killed himself over losing his fortune? He said, yeah. I said, and you've lost how many fortunes?
Yeah, really?
And he looked at me and said, a couple. And I go, so what you're trying to prove to your father is that you can lose the money and still survive.
Yeah.
And since then, he hasn't lost another company. So what begins, that's a really simplified version, but.
Right, sure.
But the stuff that comes out in these kinds of, this kind of work is really amazing. I mean, you can start to see patterns that, and most of the time, my number one referral, Laura, is from therapists. They'll send me clients to find the issue. And that way I go, yeah, here's your issue. And they go back to the therapist and they can work on it.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes, as a therapist, that makes perfect sense to me because, I have sent clients to people to do body work and that sort of thing too for the same reasons that is somehow stuck and needs to be surfaced before we can really work on it. So I love that. Well,
yeah. And I think that's the point is that, you know, I'll have people call, I've had people call in when I do readings on shows and stuff, and people call in. This one gentleman had called in a few times, and I recognized him, and I said, you know, he said, well, am I going to get a job? And I said, you know what? You have a deeper issue than a job. And I said, and I am not going to be of service to you if I just do a card reading and say, yeah, you're going to get a job. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. You need therapy.
Right.
You need support and help, and this is not a psychic is not the venue for you. And because you could hear it, in his voice. I won't read somebody if I feel that it's detrimental to them. And I said, I'm not going to tell you that. You know.
Well, speaking of doing readings for callers, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back from this break, we will definitely take callers. So let me give the number now so people can call in over the break. 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you want to have a reading with Tori after the break, I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Tori will do those readings, so you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, getting intimate with your digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
On the Laura Longley Show, my guest today is Tori Hartman, psychic, intuitive, and color expert. And Tori is going to take callers for free readings. So if you want a reading with Tori, you can call 800-930-2819. And Brian, do we have anybody that's called over the break?
Not yet. I'll be standing by, waiting, ready, and able, my dear.
All right. Well, I'm going to give the number one more time. And then while we're waiting for people to call, Tori's going to do a reading for me. So the number, if you want Tori to do a reading for you, is 800-930-2819. So Tori,
yes,
you can do it for me. So do I need to ask a question or do you do just a general?
If you want, I can do general or you can ask a question. What would you like?
I'd like you to do general and just kind of, I guess it's where am I at or what's in my highest good right now or.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I just pulled three cards randomly for you. And the first card is Wolf of White Light. And the Wolf of White Light is a seventh chakra card. And it is all about instinct. And it's about following your instinct. And what I want to say to you is that I see the last 3 weeks, 3 months, you've really turned around and said, I'm really just going to stand for what my gut tells me. In other words, almost like not listening to in the ears anymore, but listening in the heart and the gut. And not that you didn't do it before, but it's gotten stronger and it will continue to, because one of the things I also see is the second card is Cool Lemonade. And the key word is prayer. And the quote from the fable is, my prayers got answered. And it really is that you've been guided to do something that took you off the path of what you originally intended your life to look like. And I feel that, as a result, it's really put you in a position of being of service to people in a whole new way. And when I look at Honey Adams as the third card, it really is about trusting that what's coming to you is for you, and the relationships that are coming are meant to be in your life. And I also feel that it feels like there's some female who's crossed over, who's around you. And I feel like, Honey Adams represents that a little, that this person is basically saying she's thinking of you and she is close to you and she appreciates who you've been to her. And I'm not sure, I've got to be honest, it feels foggy to me because I don't feel necessarily that you're related. You could be, but I feel like it could have been a client or someone you knew, a friend, but I feel that they appreciated who you were to them. But I feel very much that this time period really is all about you taking on a whole new direction And I think it's going to be a very exciting time for you.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting. It is just so right on, because what has been going on with me, and I mentioned it in the opening to the show that I'm going to talk about it more with the light bulb moment, is that, I'm really getting a lot of messages about what I'm supposed to be doing. Uh-huh. And it, and really I'll share it now since it kind of came up here, is it's around being psychic. Mm-hmm. And, I've really resisted because it's been, a lot of old messages and invalidating messages, around, not that it's not valued, but like, who am I to have that gift kind of message? Mm-hmm. And I keep getting lots of external validation. I just did a handprint reading this morning that says, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, so I love that it's, you know, what you're seeing is, you know, not that specifically, but that there is this big shift in what I thought I was doing versus what it really is. Mm-hmm. And it really has been, that particular part of it has been in the last 2 weeks that it's really gotten strong around this is it. So, yeah, so that's really right in line. And then this person, you said I might not be related to, I do have a sister who passed away almost 10 years ago, and she's shown up a number of times in the last year. Mm-hmm. So that was who I immediately went to, but I'll have to think about.
Well, it could be that, you know, that, like I said, it may not be somebody you're related to, but it could be. It just, it just feels all stuff, you know, it's
fuzzy.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure, you know.
Right.
What it, you know, meant, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, so it was, you said the white wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wolf, about.
Oh, I said wolf of white light.
Oh, wolf of white light.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about listening.
It's instinct.
Instinct. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second one was the lemonade one.
Cool Lemonade.
And that one's about?
That's all about prayer. It's all about, it says So it really is, it's a diverted path. It's a different direction than you were intending to go.
Okay. So kind of like lemonade from lemons. kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the third one was this honey something.
Honey Adams.
And that is about?
That's about service.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that feels like it really fits. Thank you for that.
Are you kidding? I love doing this, you know, and it's funny because I think that I think most people really, not most, but many people get very scared about doing, doing readings or having readings done. And I think that readings are very empowering. At least they should be. You know, I think that they really should empower you to be stronger in whatever's going on in your life.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I did one yesterday and, you know, it started out with, she said, oh, I'm so nervous. And I said, what are you nervous about? Well, you know, it's truth telling. And I'm like, well, no, it's not really like I'm going to tell you something about yourself that you don't want to be seen. It really is about presenting, you know, different ways of seeing things or opportunities of, you know, this is where you can go.
Mm-hmm. And that is the point, you know, it's like, what I like is that, you know, the whole idea that, that you'd say something to someone that they didn't want to hear, I guess some people do, like some, what do you call it, psychics or intuitive.
Right.
I don't, you know, I can honestly say that, I think there's a way to reframe it of like, we tell people what they need to hear so that they can make a change.
Oh, I like that.
Because then you can say, well, that's the direction I'm going. I don't want to go that way.
Right.
And you change it because it's free will. I mean, that's really important that, you know, to say that, because people think, oh my gosh, it's in the cards. It's like,
right.
Maybe, but it's not permanent. It can go in a completely different direction based on your energy.
Exactly. And being aware of it lets you make the choice to say, no, I don't want to go in that direction. And I do want to do something that will shift that or change it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I do a three card tarot spread every morning that I use for my meditation and for intention setting for the day. And today I had, a card reversed, that the reversal was something I was like, oh, I don't want to know that. Not that I don't want to know that, but I don't want to think that that's what's going on for me. And so my intention was around shifting that. And, to me, that is powerful to say, okay, to notice, yeah, I'm not going in the direction I want to in this area. And I have the ability to make that be different.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to acknowledge it first.
Well, and that's the important thing. It's like when the original title of Color Wisdom Cards was Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. And so any three card spread is Darkness, Dawn, and Light.
Oh, interesting.
And I can talk about that more when we come back, if we're going to a break.
Well, actually, we are going to go to a break in a couple of minutes. However, you're not going to come back after the break.
Oh, all right. Well, then there you go. You're gone, Tori. Okay. So, and basically Darkness, Dawn, and Light is your subconscious, your conscious, and the possible future high calling of the cards. So you can look at it that way as well.
So say that again.
Okay. The your subconscious is the first card, the darkness. The second card is dawn, what's dawning on you, what's in your present. And the light is the highest calling of the card.
Oh, interesting.
So that's a way to interpret it as well.
Well, and I like the subconscious being the darkness, because our subconscious is what we're not aware of. It's where we're in the dark.
Right. It's what we don't know that we don't know.
Right. I mean, I think that that's wonderful. Yeah. And it does make it more, what's the word I want? It's easier to think about it that way than to think about dark or shadow, because lots of times people talk about the shadow side of things.
Sure.
And, So in preparation for going to our break, I do want to make sure that you have an opportunity to share your contact information again, Tori.
Oh, sure. People can reach me at torihartman.com, or you can go directly to colorwisdomcards.com as well.
And I did do the Color Wisdom Cards online, and it was a fun experience. So I would really suggest it to everybody to go and take a look at that. And it's free. Thanks so much, Tori, for being on with us. I really enjoyed our conversation, and the time just flew by.
I know. Thank you so much, Laura, and big hug to Brian. And there you go.
Yes, he's so great.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to work with you, Beth Hartman.
Thank
you. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things that are going on with my business that you may want to take advantage of, and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
tuned into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Tori Hartman, who is a psychic, intuitive, and color expert. And I'd really encourage you to go to her website and check out her color wisdom cards. It's free and it's fun and it's informative. Some ways to get more information on how to be happier and get unstuck. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. I have a LinkedIn group called Authentic Happiness that is an open group. Anyone can join. And of course, always my website, lauralongley.net. So I mentioned earlier in the show, and then also when Tori did that reading for me, that this past week has been kind of up and down for me. And the root of that up and downness is that I really have been over the past year, but very more intensely over the last several weeks, I've been having this come up for me around what am I supposed to be doing with my life? What is my purpose? And I have felt like I knew what it was for a while. I made a big career shift 7 years ago, which was following that purpose. But even since then, it's continued to morph and change. You heard me say earlier that I'm a licensed mental health counselor. I'm not doing therapy anymore. I'm doing other things that help people with similar problems, but in a different way. And so what's really come up for me has been around this developing psychic ability and kind of dipping my toe in the water in the past month has been doing these intuitive readings, or I like to call them counseling sessions because they really are, with tarot cards. Well, I keep getting messages that I'm supposed to take that even further, that it's beyond having intuition, that it really is more about getting messages from spirit. And over the past year, I have been told this by an astrologer when I went to have my natal chart read in May last year, this handprint analysis that I did. I have had different pieces of it discussed with me in November. And then just this morning, one of my gifts on my palm is psychic abilities. And I'm like, okay, there it is. And last week, I think this kind of is what put me, I won't say it put me into a spin, but it really put it in my face, is I did an energy reading where they talked to me about some things that were unique to me, and that, and I guess that my resistance to all of it, as I said to Tori, has been partly it's like it feels like, you know, somehow that makes me special. And, you know, we're taught not to hold ourselves up as, you know, having something special. And I think the other thing is that it feels like a big responsibility. And so I keep coming back to, I just have to be me. And that's the only responsibility that I have. My resistance has also been causing some physical symptoms for me. I've been getting a lot of migraine headaches, and they started when I took a Tarot class about 6 weeks ago. And I'd been using Tarot for a while prior to that. So this was just, it wasn't like new. It was just more information. And the second day of that class, I had such a horrific migraine, I could barely be there physically. And since then, I've continued to have them every few days. And I've had many people, including the instructor of that class, tell me that this is about, you know, downloading stuff from spirit or source or the universe, whatever name resonates for you. And I'm not integrating it. I'm blocking it. And I had a friend who reads auras tell me that I have this great connection with source. And there's a block right above my head that was like, I have a hat on and I won't let it come in. So I'm really taking in that I'm hearing this same message in a lot of different ways. And that what it says to me is that I need to focus here. This is where I'm supposed to be going, and that I need to figure out how to release that resistance that I have. So what I'm going to do is I have an appointment on Friday. I'm going to an energy healer who can help me move past some of those blocks, the ones I'm aware of, as well as ones that I may not be aware of. And I would guess there are some I'm not aware of. That's probably true for all of us. It's that subconscious piece or the darkness piece that Tori was talking about a few minutes ago. So, you know, all this is very interesting, or it may not be interesting to you since it's all about me, but I want to make it interesting to you in that I want you to have my experience be a way that you can have a tool. And that leads into our light bulb moment. So the way that I'm framing it for the light bulb moment is around finding, allowing, receiving what your own calling is. How do I find it? How do I allow it? How do I move forward with it? And the very first thing that you have to do is you have to be quiet enough that you can hear it. And this can be in meditation. It can be taking walks in nature. It can be anything that where you stop the doing so that you can hear, really hear with your inner ears. Look for signs. I have been getting all kinds of signs. I told you what some of them are with these different readings where they're all lining up and telling me the same thing. Oh, I didn't mention numerology. My life path is an 11, which is spiritual messenger. Like, okay. So look for the signs, pay attention. And then ask yourself, what is your resistance? Why am I not? So once you hear, once you notice, but you're not still moving forward, you might move forward. But if you're not, ask yourself what your resistance is and find a way to release that resistance and receive your calling. That's what we all are here to do. That is our purpose here, is to discover, uncover, and use our gifts for the benefit of ourselves as well as the rest of the planet. So stillness, so that you can hear, pay attention, look for the signs. Notice what your resistance is and release your resistance. And those are the ways that you will be able to uncover your own calling and actually take action on it. I'd love to get your feedback, questions, or comments. Again, you can write to me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn group. And you can, all my contact info is on lauralongley.net. I want to thank my guest today, Tori Hartman, for sharing such great information about the Color Wisdom cards, as well as doing that personal reading for me. I really loved that. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Tom Moore about his book, The Gentle Way, A Self-Help Guide for Those Who Believe in Angels. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.